I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 112, Mama's Boys.
Let's, as in, straight to the point time, ba?
Ano?
Warm up.
So why are we talking about this?
Why?
Because, similar to our previous episodes about moms, fascinated din ako sa buhay ng mga Mama's
Bums.
Boys.
Bums. Ba? That was an episode with Tats.
That's Mama.
Right? Yeah.
Kumbaga, pwedeng title na ito, The Secret Lives of Mama's Boys. And also, ano siya eh, parang very tied to our
culture.
Tapos, ang ganda i-explore ng dynamics ng typical Filipino male with his mom.
So yung relationship, you mean? It's fun to explore the relationship of a typical Filipino male and typical Filipino mom, you mean?
Yes. Yung ano, yung dynamics actually.
Okay.
Ang sarap pag-usapan.
Mm.
Ayun, so...
Okay.
Ikaw, do you think this is something you wanna talk about?
Well, it is something interesting to me because I haven't really explored the concept of mama's boys. Like, never crossed my mind.
Ah, talaga?
Or, hindi naman sa never crossed my
mind.
It's
not something... It's a topic that you don't think about a lot.
Or maybe it's the expression is too normalized na parang I never really pondered on it.
And sabi mo nga, di ba, naghahanap ka ng literature sa internet before this recording. Oh. Wala masyado.
Oh. Yeah. But, I think...
Although may naalala ko isang Word of the Lord episode.
Oh.
Of course, by our idol, Lourdes
yes.
Vera. About Filipino mama's boys.
Wow.
Magandang episode niya.
I should have seen it. But when I was searching about this, syempre, America being, you know, the center of the universe. Siyempre, yung mga makikita mo, puro mga American conversations. Na, mapupunta tayo sa, parang from Mama's Boy to, you know, the typical Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson.
Oh.
And the quote-unquote crisis of masculinity and stuff like that. Parang when you Google Mama's Boy, ano siya? Gateway siya to manosphere.
Ah, talaga?
The yun, Western gusto ko, manosphere.
Gusto ko matutunan yan.
Really?
I wanna learn more about that.
Parang kailangan meron kang breadcrumbs para makabalik ka sa reality.
True.
Pero
gusto ko rin kasi matuklasan kung, number one, kung Catholic thing ba siya.
Uh-huh.
Kasi isa pang mga mama's boys din sa kultura nila. Mga Italians, di ba?
Uh-huh.
Mamino.
Ah, ganun ba yung term?
Oo.
Okay.
Or secondly, Asian thing ba siya?
Mm.
Kasi mga Japanese, yun, mga mama's boys din yun. Pati
really?
Mga Indians.
Oh, wow. Okay. Am I allowed to give a point now or later?
Later
point?
Na.
Okay.
So, yun, is it a Catholic thing or is it an Asian thing? Parang ganun. So, first question, do you know of any mama's boys in your life, family, friends, dates? Of course, you're allowed to anonymize.
Wait, define mo muna mama's boy.
Well, ako yung may talagang special bond with their moms. Na, ito yung
maybe
crucial
you should define, like,
well
what
into
makes
their,
a mama's boy?
Well
mama's
into
boy.
Their adulthoods.
So,
kasi kung mama's boy pero bata or kahit teenager.
Parang understandable.
Understandable naman. Well, past 15 years old, doon na parang, Okay.
Okay.
Kind of weird.
Oh, so define mama's boy in the past. So first, it's like an adult. And so you mean the term mama's boy is more applicable to male adults?
Yes.
Relating to their moms?
Yes.
Okay. Tapos, ano pa? Like what? Oh, sige, adult. Ano yung next? What makes a mama's boy? Para I can answer.
Well, normal kasi is relative, di ba? Pero parang yung interactions niya with his mom, mas matindi or mas intense than the average male.
What is an average?
Exactly, yun na nga.
Okay.
So ako, feeling ko medyo anecdotal or medyo personal na lang yung gauge mo eh. For
okay. So parang wala siyang established ano eh. No? Parang, ayun nga, similar to how and why I haven't thought about this. Para kasi siyang normalized na word, di ba?
Oh.
Na you can name it when you see it.
Oh.
So, well, I guess, for me ah. O sige, for me na lang. Before I answer your question, masasabi kong mama's boy yung isang mama's boy kapag adult na siya and lahat ng decision niya or maybe the major ones, kailangan niyang ipa-approve sa mommy niya. Like, kailan approval talaga. Uh-oh. Like, magpapaalam. Iba kasi yung nagpaalam out of courtesy. Like, maaalis ako, ganyan.
Or out of bearing, out of the fact na nagbibigay siyang information for safety and security. Okay lang yung, ma, I'm going out with my office mates or barkada to Punta Fuego this weekend.
Okay.
Ito yung number nung friend ko. Ito yung number ng hotel. Safe, ano na yun, sa gulo ba naman dito sa Pilipinas, di ba, parang nakasanayan na natin na gawin yun.
Yeah, that's fine. Pero yung, at let's say, maybe, ay, papatawarin ko pa kung if you're 21 to 25, hihingi ka ng permission. Sure. Kaya pa, until 25 probably. Pero if beyond 25, like, you ask for permission to like, you know, go out or stay up late, mag-OT kayo, magpapaalam ka pa. But, what? Yun. I see yung isa.
Ang or, interesting ah.
Or like, kung mag-travel ka out of the country with friends, nagigets ko yung concern for like, you know, 18-year-olds or like, until maybe 21, 22. Pero 23 and above, parang, hihingi ka ba ng permission? Siguro, hihingi kang permission if you're gonna borrow money or ask for money from them. But if it's from your own money, I think okay lang yung paalam. Hindi, okay lang magpaalam kaysa magpaalam. Ayun. So I guess yun yung mga mama's boy. And maybe more importantly, love life siguro or romantic relationships or any social relationships. If you get your mom's approval, I guess that's when you are mom's
so boy. More tied just decision making for you. No?
Yes. Yes. That's how
and
I see
boundaries.
It. Boundaries and decision making. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yun.
So yun. Tanong,
or,
na,
and sorry, as simple as even what you're gonna wear.
I oh.
Like my mom picked this for me. Really at 25?
Wait, when you say really at 25, is that an expression of bewilderment?
Parang,
shock?
Oh, laughability eh.
Oh, yun. Yun yung gusto ko. Gusto, huh? Yun, kaya itong episode na to, naisip ko rin. Kasi yun na nga, gusto ko makita yung stigma through the eyes of a woman.
Yeah, I mean,
a full-grown woman like you.
Sige, ligyan natin ang nuance. If you tell me, my mom helped me pick out this outfit for me, I don't mind. Like, oh, cool. Stylish ng mom mo. Pero, like, my mom picked this for me and I'm wearing everything. Parang, why?
Okay.
Is she dying? Anyway.
Okay, yun. Do you know any mama's boys in your life, so, family, friends, dates?
Given that.
That's the question. May na-date ka na bang mama's boy?
I would like to believe wala. Wala pa. Like, close personal friend or dinate, parang wala pa. So far. Based sa mga pinagsasabi kong definition. Mm. Parang wala pa naman.
Cousins, family members. Yung brother mo, would you consider him a mama's boy? Parang hindi, no?
He's closer.
Close to your
he's
mom.
Closer to my mom than my dad. Pero hindi siya mama's boy.
Oo, parang hindi.
Definitely. Yan. Ah, wala.
Family ko rin wala masyado.
Friends.
Yes, ooh. Marami. And office mate.
Wow, nilaglag niya yung friends niya. Oo.
Marami akong friends.
Marami akong friends yung mama's
kasi
boy.
Also, yung malaking component ng friends ko, yung defining ano nga nila.
Ano?
Trait ng most of my friends. Geeks, di ba? And nerds.
Uh-huh.
And, ay, hindi, marami rin palang siga na mama's boy.
Yes.
Pero yun, marami rin geeks na mama's boy kasi.
Uh-huh.
And nakikita ko siya. Especially sa comic book crowd.
So, para sa'yo naman, since, kasi yung sagot ko parang theoretical, kasi nga wala akong friends nor dinate na mama's boy. So, para sa'yo, seeing some of your friends, how do you find them as a mama's boy?
Good question.
Ano? Bakit sila mama's
as a
boy?
Friend, ah?
Oo. Oh,
sa totoo lang,
this is coming from, you know, observation.
Sa totoo lang, minsan kamot ulo ka talaga.
Kasi?
Number one, basag trip ng konti.
Bakit?
Kasi ano? Parang, oh.
Ano?
Actually, na-detect ito, yung first instance ko na parang, oh, mama's boy, oh my God.
Oh.
Nung nasa Ateneo grade school ako, nagkaroon ng class night.
Grade school?
Grade
so,
school to.
Ilang
grade 4 siguro.
Okay,
or
10 or 11.
Ah, 10 or 11.
Oh.
Eh, yun yung first ano mo eh. First.
Lalabas?
First night mo na hindi ka matutulog
overnight.
Sa...
Overnight.
Oh, hindi ka matutulog sa bahay ng parents mo.
Fun.
So parang may excitement ka na, oh shit, matutulog ako with 40 other guys.
Tapos ano yan eh, ghost hunting.
Yun, exactly. Oh, tapos so ako fun. Bilang, ako yung that, the horror guy in our, ano, in our... In our class,
yes.
I was the guy who likes the ghost, who loves the Ghostbusters. I read a lot of horror books. Ako yung horror storyteller.
Same. I'm not a storyteller, pero sobra ako para tara, ghost hunting.
So sinabi ko sa mom ko yon at sa dad ko
okay.
Na dan mag-ghost hunting kami.
Oh.
Pumunta ako sa altar ng bahay namin. Can I borrow some crucifixes? And holy water? And natuwa na ako sa parents ko. Suportado sila na parang, uy, maganda yan. Kasi, ang train of thought ng mom and dad ko nun, eh kung may pari din naman dun, yun din naman yung gagawin niya eh.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kunwari may haunted na place, bibindisyon na niya ng holy water, diba?
I guess.
So, sinuporta ako. Sabi pa ng mom ko, hindi, bibili ako ng bagong holy water para dalhin mo. Tsaka nang, ayan, kunin mo yan, yung pinabless ko yung crucifix na yan. So, sa bag ko, may mga crucifixes ako, tsaka holy water, dalawa pa.
Okay.
So, ayun,
way to attract, you know, evil spirits.
Natuwa rin yung mga classmates ko. Yes, yeah, sige, punta tayo. Tapos walang teachers to, kami lang. Pupunta kami sa, yung gubat-gubat sa may Ateneo.
Okay.
Eh, yung isang classmate namin na mama's boy. Kasama yung nanay dun sa class night.
Ha? Ew.
Oo, parang, oo. Oh.
Bakit?
Oo. Tapos nakita ako, leading the ghost hunting team.
Kapagalitan ka.
Kinuha niya yung holy water, yung crucifix. Sabi niya, that's bad, iho. I will confiscate this and give this to your teacher. You cannot, that is blasphemy.
Wait, bakit nandun yung mom niya? Ba't pinayagan?
Medyo weird talaga yung mom na yun. Kasi kung yung kaklase namin nag-aaral during the day, kung nag-attend siya ng classes, yung mom nandun sa cafeteria naghihintay.
Huh? A bit strange.
Oh, so I think that classmate of mine medyo naging eccentric after. Pero naramdaman ko na nun, yun yung first experience ko na parang, hassle to ah. So yun, hindi na tuloy yung ghost hunting namin. Pinagalitan pa ako. Tapos nakakaasar pa, nanay ba kita?
Isa pa yun eh, parang wait lang, who are you? Like, kasi di ba nasa school, so yung structure ng authority, di ba nasa teacher, dapat wala kang power dito.
Tapos yung kinuha niya yung crucifix namin, di ba? Yuck. So yun yung first brush ko with annoying...
Mama's boy. Mommy.
So, medyo kamot ulo talaga. Pero at the same time, pwede mo rin tingnan na, baka mabait siya na bata.
Or maybe baka may condition siya na kailangan siya bantayan. I don't know.
Pero yun ang, if you're, ang lalaki kasi parang may excited for independence eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure yung babae rin naman.
Mm.
Pero yung fact na, and you know me, I'm a I'm a guy who's after independence talaga and freedom, di ba?
Mm.
And a little danger. So yun, basag trip yung, give me the crucifix! That's blasphemy!
Okay.
Supportado na ako ng parents ko. Yun. Anyway, eto, telltale signs, concrete examples or anecdotes that happened to you talaga, life experiences that happened to you that point out that someone is a mama's boy. One each. So ito, yung hindi mo pa nakikita yung mommy niya, pero na-detect mo, ay po, cha, mama's boy ito. Ako na lang muna. Para...
Pero pwede kayang mag-share ka na lang, tapos mag-gagatong na lang ako. Kasi nga, wala akong masyadong kilalang mama's boy.
Ako, ito example, napansin ko, I'm thinking of two people right now, very similar.
Okay. So these people are adults.
So these are adults. Siguro 30?
Okay.
30 back then, no nangyari.
Okay.
So, nasa office kami, paano na, pa-dinner na, medyo crunch time sa work, nagsusulat ako ng copy. Yung isang office mate ko, biglang, tumawag sa, may tumatawag sa phone, parang, tapos sinagot, ano ba, nandito pa ako? Andito pa ako sa office!
Oh, no.
Tsaka na yung grocery. Tapos ang lakas ng boses, tapos nag-aaway na sila na parang, nga, kumain na ako. Eh, ikaw, ha, kamusta ka? Yung medyo performative na pinapakita niya na, oh, close kami ng mami ko, nag-aaway kami dito, ha.
Nasa office ka eh. Dapat lumabas ka.
Hindi siya lumalabas doon sa station niya. Tapos, oh na, sige na, bibilin ko na yung gamot mo. Oh na. Tapos, sinabi ko sa niya, dude, pwede pa hina ng konti. Kasi nagsusulat ako eh. Pero yun, parang kamot ulo rin na. Ay, nag-sorry naman siya. Pero ako at the same time, parang, oh my God. Yun, napansin ko, a telltale sign of a mama's boy kung masyadong, yung nag-aaway girl, parang away girlfriend siya with his or her mom. Kasi yung usual friends ko na I don't think are mama's boy, parang, ma, I'm at work, tawag ka mamaya. Yung ganun lang, yung parang parent kita, hindi tayo equal. Parang
ganun. Or aalis dun sa, ay, tumatawag yung mami ko, wait lang, baka important.
Hindi, pero ganun. Yung masyadong sigawan sila dun sa phone, na parang magkaibigan lang or ano, parang yun.
Pero it's about boundaries talaga, no? Kasi parang with that, hindi alam, yung mami niya, walang boundaries sa work hours niya. And in effect, yung friend mo na yun, wala siyang boundaries sa inyo.
Oo.
Na parang maski kayo, na-affect nung kawalan ng boundary nung mami niya.
Pero isa rin, may isa akong classmate na I think who's on the spectrum.
Okay.
On the spectrum of autism.
Autism,
So yun, medyo forgivable yun.
Okay.
Kasi, kailangan eh, di ba?
Bakit?
Kailangan
ng
support.
Ano ba yung nangyari?
Wala, palaging gano'n. Ay, teka, tatanungin ko muna yung mommy ko.
Ah, medyo gets naman.
Gets yun, no? So, a telltale sign na someone is a mama's boy, kung yung yung may kausap siya sa phone, tapos sigawan level na parang kausap niya, barkada niya, or girlfriend niya, pero mommy niya pala.
Wala talaga akong, experience na ganyan eh.
Okay.
Siguro, isa site ko or example, pwede na ba tayo mag-site na example nung parang the good side of it or what I can share are like work friends and friends na na-observe ko very close sa mami nila. Pero hindi naman, kumbaga ano yung hindi quote-unquote mama's boy pero good relation, pero close sa mami nila. Parang, I see some of my office mates na very close sa mom nila na would...
Lalaki.
Na in the middle of the conversation would mention, ay, mommy ko, ginawa niya to, ito yung thoughts niya. Na alam mong may obvious kwentuhan in between. Or parang, ay, ano, CJ, ano ba yung okay na ganito? Patulong naman kasi bibilan ko ng gift yung mommy ko. Like, for me, that's fine.
Ah, pero tama.
The closeness. Yung,
kung ano rin, kung, di ba usually tayo, kung kasama natin yung friends natin or office mates, peers.
Oh.
Kadalasan, kunwari, nagsasite tayo ng mga idol natin or hero natin. Na usually from the movies or from fiction or or mentors.
Okay, where are you getting at?
Usually, yung mga mama's boys, ang anecdote sila palagi, o yung mom ko ito ginawa. Yung mom ko ganyan. Bukang bibig nila yung mom nila.
Eh, mali mo naman cool yung mom nila.
Oo, kaya nga. Wala naman masabasan dun eh. So, ginagawa nila.
But I think, yung mga bata na parang yung mommy nila yung pinamagandang babae sa kanila. I think there's an age, there's a certain age na that's acceptable.
Oh.
Pero kung parang luntaan ka na.
De, pero ako, it kind of makes me uncomfortable kung yung bukang bibig ng friend ko is yung his mom. Niya.
Why?
Kasi, super, man, na parang I'm looking at ano. Alam mo yung feeling na tumitingin ka sa photo album ng mga friends mo tapos, I don't wanna see this, yun na pumunta kayong Hong Kong. Alam mo yun? Or too personal. Nagigits mo ba?
Yeah, I kind of get it. But I guess, I would like to, kasi parang, baka naman yung dating sa atin ng mga podpals, parang avoidant people tayo eh. I don't, ako personally, I don't think nakakamamas boy or bothering yung when people share anecdotes about their parents. Pero, for me, ang...
Hindi, ako one or two anecdotes are okay, pero kung bukang bibig
na... A day, joke lang.
Or ano, a minute, no?
Oh, no, 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 I mean, it's fine, pero dapat, usually, di ba may question na, oy, pwede ba magkwento tungkol sa mami ko?
Di ba may disclaimer? Din,
oo. Or like, may intro ka na, oy, magkwento ako tungkol sa mami ko. Ah. Hindi yung, it just bleeds throughout your life and your day.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ayan, anyway.
Okay.
Now, psychology na tayo.
Wow, psychologists tayo. Disclaimer muna.
Armchair psychologists.
We just like reading, listening to podcasts and such. Hindi kami psychology majors or what. But if my psychology major podpal dito, that's cool. Just share
although
your
ako,
thoughts.
Kamuntingan na talaga akong lumipat ng psychology nung nasa Ateneo.
Yung mommy ko.
I think I would have been a good psychologist. Siya. Yeah.
Okay. Am I supposed to agree?
No.
Okay.
In my head. A psychologist in my head. Anyway.
Okay.
Are mama's boys born or made? Why do you think they turned out like that?
Absolutely. I think they're made. Diba? Wala namang parang pinanganak na. I think lahat tayo at some point of our lives we're so attached to our moms. For survival.
Tama. Especially the early years.
Yes, for survival.
Yung tinitingnan ko yung mga nephews and nieces ko.
Oh.
Na 5 years old and below.
Oh.
Talagang mas ano talaga sila sa mom sila kaysa sa dad sila.
Eh kasi survival mode talaga yun. As in, you need your mom.
Iba nagbe-breastfeed pa eh, di ba?
Yeah. And your mom is your main protector.
Hindi yung dad.
Parang based sa society natin ngayon and how it's structured, like, your mom will guide you through life.
Kasi ako naalala ko pa nung, well, hindi concrete. Kumbaga, medyo dreamy yung
siyempre,
recollections ko.
Mga
hanggang 5 years old ako, mas ano talaga ako sa mom ko. Mas malapit ako sa mom ko kaysa sa dad ko.
Ako, I would say equal. Like,
kasi yung gusto ko, hawakan yung, or yakapin yung mom ko every day noon.
Really?
Nung bata. Oo, ganong level.
Oh, hindi kasi kami touchy family. So, parang, it's, my relationship with my mom is kind of, ano ba, unique. Because, super early siya, hindi ako na breastfeed. Because my mom has a condition na may gamot siya. Na, she has to take or it's gonna be life-threatening. And that affected breast milk. So, I was never breastfed. So, lagi akong infant formula.
Promil.
Yun. So, parang...
Is this a plug?
No. But I guess, yung... Very gendered, I guess, yung parenting. So, like, female concerns, my mom would take me through it. Male concerns. Any male concerns. Like, you know, the more... Ano ba? Quote-unquote practical stuff. Mm. Like, projects sa school.
Daddy mo.
Stuff. Material stuff. Ganon. Mas daddy ko. Iyon. Tapos, close pa ako sa lola ko. So, parang may, in a way, may dalawa akong maternal
image. Pero yun, yung tanong ko nga, paano nagiging mama's boys yung mama's boys? Sabi mo, they're made. So,
I think it's, i-qualify natin na yung mama's boy kasi, parang hindi naman natin, when we say mama's boy, let's be direct, it's the unhealthy relationship na almost walang boundaries with,
yeah,
between a son and a mom. So,
well, ako, helicopter parenting rin siguro. Causes it, no?
O, edi mag-borrow na tayo sa, as we analyze, let's borrow from fiction. Ano ba yung sinuwing classic na, ano, mama's boy? Our favorite.
Well, the most famous mama's boy in fiction is Norman Bates from Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Yes. Diba? So,
pero yun yung gusto ko rin about that. One of the greatest horror films / thriller films.
Mm.
So, itungkol sa mama's boy.
Mm.
Tapos, ang ganda nung quote doon, diba? Parang sabi ni Norman Bates.
Mm.
They say, a mother is a poor substitute for a lover.
Ew.
Yuck. Parang creepy, no?
Creepy. No.
Anyway, but, Pod Pals, panoorin nyo yung 1960 Alfred Hitchcock movie, Psychos.
Favorite ng lola ko yun. Favorite ng lola ko yun. But, I read this article from Psychology Today bilang mahilig tayo sa mga ganyan. Again, Pod Pals, disclaimer, mahilig lang kami sa mga ganitong topics, hindi kami experts.
Huwag nyo kami isa-cite sa ano yung thesis nyo.
So, when I was researching about our topic, kasi nga, parang wala akong personal experience eh.
Hindi ba yung dad mo ba, would you consider him a mama's boy? Or yung ninong mo?
Hindi eh. Kasi equally, may equal yung authority and influence ng lolo ko tsaka lola ko sa kanila eh. Yan. So,
ako rin yung dad ko, I wouldn't consider
him a mama's boy. But my uncle and my lolo were sort of estranged. Like, hindi sila nag-uusap masyado. But that's not my story to tell. I can only observe. So, ang end up, mas close talaga yung tito ko sa lola ko. But, they treat each other as adults eh. Like, may respect. Pero, hindi siya yung parang asking for approval lagi. Yeah, close na sila. And anyway, going back, how mama's boys are formed. According to this article, it zoomed out actually na it's about toxic relationships ng parents to children or mothers to sons or mothers to children. But yung Norman Bates actually is just one out of like maybe eight.
I think he was based on a real serial killer, diba?
I don't know.
He was.
You're supposed to be the one who's... But most serial killers have strange
relationships
with their mothers.
Yeah.
Diba? Based on data. But yun, si Norman Bates is one of the case na, ano to eh, one of the cases na when the mom loses the husband.
Tapos,
ang psychological term ay surrogate. So, ginagawa niyang surrogate ng mga spouse surrogate siya. Not necessarily, you know, sexual, but yung mga emotional and psychological support that the husband should have given to the wife. Ginagawa niya surrogate yung anak niyang bata. Bata na hindi pa emotionally mature, then sign up for it to be, you know, your husband is doing husband emotional
work.
Yun, like emotional support, decision making.
Kumari, parang 8 years old lang sila. Alam na nila na walang, may financial problem yung mom nila or malungkot yung mom nila.
Yes. na parang napupunta sa kanila na kailangan ko pasayahin yung mami ko.
Tama.
Yun. So, yung fact, yun na lang daw, yung very simple statement na my mom's happiness lies with me.
Oh, no.
Is a very problematic
yes.
thing.
Yes, oh, exactly.
Yun.
And also, baka product rin nga yung pagiging mama's boy. I'm not saying lahat ah.
Mm.
Pwede rin siya, it's a product of a broken home.
Yes. Hindi, kasi yung parang early a home on,
built by a single
siya.
Mother, di ba?
Yeah. Although, I know a lot of other guys na single, raised by single women.
Oh, exactly.
Very, very okay.
Exactly. Na hindi mama's boys.
Hindi mama's. Oh. Hindi, close ko nga, sila sa mommy nila.
Sinasabi
pero,
ko lang, it's a possibility. Na I'm sure meron. Marami actually.
Wait, we forgot one thing. How do you differentiate someone na close lang sa mommy niya at saka mama's boy?
Oh.
I think ha, yung mga mama's boy, may, di ba, sinabi na natin, boundary, tapos age, di ba? And authority. I think what we missed is emotional maturity.
Go on.
I think men who are close to their moms, nag-grow up sila. Like, emotionally mature sila. Oh. They become, you know, adult men. Yung mga mama's boy, parang, ano, either impeded yung emotional growth nila or psychological Agree. Growth nila. May childishness na hindi nag-grow. Like, matanda na sila, pero may emotional immaturity pa rin.
Tsaka aside from that, tingnan mo rin yung mom.
Mm. Emotionally
immature. Or yung mom
din.
Figure. Kampante yung nanay na mag-date yung anak niya.
Yes, yes.
Na no questions asked. Sige, magkamali ka, mag-date. Kung wala kang, kung if you wanna be single, go lang.
Na, I guess, when to answer your question na how are mama's boys formed, I think the biggest factor ng pagiging mama's boy ay isang nanay na emotionally immature or psychologically damaged.
Sabi, tama. Kasi, diba? Kasi formative yung years na 1 year old to, let's say, 8.
Yes.
Sobrang defined yung ano mo ron eh, yung pagkatao mo dun eh. I mean, pwede mo naman maano yun, ma-correct, di ba? Or ma-improve upon kung matanda ka na. Pero, yung parang core values mo dun, doon nahuhulma eh.
At saka kung problematic or toxic na yung mommy mo to begin with. Sabi nga nung favorite kong philosopher slash psychologist, si Gabor Mate. Sabi niya, parenting actually is simply a transfer of anxiety.
Ganda naman.
So parang your parents literally just transfer their anxiety to you. And when we become parents, we transfer that anxiety to
kumbaga, anxieties are inherited.
Yes, yes. So parang
ako, na-inherit ko ang anxiety disorder ng nanay ko.
We cannot diagnose your mom. We're not.
Pero anxious na person yung mom ko.
So basically, how yung worldview ng parents natin, what
napamana
yung mga fears nila. Basically, their fears is what they protect us from. So, basically, yun yung nagpa-form din ng fears natin. Diba? Which, I would think, like, yung ako, mga kapatid ko, if mananotice mo, medyo risk-takers kami.
Yes.
Na may rebellion ng slight. Diba?
To your mom or your dad? Or
in general. Authority in general. May fuck the authority. Ano kami?
Well, mas rebellious kayo kaysa sa amin, definitely.
Yes. Because my dad is the, siya yung the crudes dad. Yung harang, nakatakot yung mundo, makapahama kayo pag lumabas kayo, ganyan. Hindi ko kaya babawalan lumabas, but I'll teach you things. Kasi,
parang the crudes nga.
Pero the world is cruel, ganun. Yung mami ko, fuck it. Sige, lumabas ka.
Mas punk rock yung mama.
Oh, pag nasugatan ka, umuwi ka na lang, gagamutin na lang natin. Ganon.
Ang ganda ng dynamics.
So, as in, sobrang balance eh, no? We have an anxious dad and you have a fuck it work mom. So, alam mo yun.
Ako baliktad, yung mom ko yung the crudes. Huwag kayo mag-skateboard. Kakapeklat kayo.
Di ba nga yung jet ski.
Yung jet ski, oo. Kasi,
bawal magmotor.
Tapos yung dad ko naman, ano, medyo good. May pagka-crudes din, pero may frustrated adventurer siya.
Okay.
And gutom siya for adventure yung dad ko. Kaya, parang I feeling ko rin yung my dad lives vicariously through my...
through you.
Misadventures.
Okay. I remember yung mommy ko. Secretly siyang nag-aral mag-drive.
That's how your mom, yeah.
Tapos ako yung isasama niya. While she secretly learned how to drive.
Ang ganda naman.
Tapos as in my time na, ano, bumili lang siya ng second hand na kotse. Ganon. Tapos, hinatid niya ako sa UP.
How old were you?
Ano na yun? College na ako. College, high school to college. Tapos as in, alam mo yung kami ng mami ko, yung nasiraan kami sa mayan. Commonwealth.
Ang hirap mo na.
Nagtutulak ako sa Commonwealth.
Commonwealth, ang hirap na.
So, pero siya parang, huwag mo na sabihin sa daddy mo, ha?
Ang sarap nun.
Ganon. So, I guess.
Go into trouble with your mom. Ganda nun.
Yun, so,
get into trouble with your mom, sorry.
Go talaga, you know. But, you know, I guess, well, hindi naman perfect in relationship na yun na mami ko. Like, meron kaming disagreements and, like, you know, drama. But, overall, ganon siya. So, I guess hindi ako... Even my brother, yung brother ko, super close yun sa mami ko. Like, mas sweet.
Pansin ko nga.
Mas sweet siya sa mami ko, actually. Pero hindi siya parang mama's boy. Anyway.
So, do you agree that being a mama's boy means that he will treat women well? Or do you think this is a hasty generalization? Kasi usually yung Pinoy, di ba, parang, nakita ko siya how the way he is with his mom. Oh, I think he's gonna be a good husband. May ganong ano rin eh. Well,
nervous laughter.
Yun na nga. Gusto ko tanungin talaga sa'yo kasi perspective ng babae. He won't hit me because ang lambing niya sa mom ko. Maalaga siya.
You know, it's so much nuance than that.
Yun na nga eh. Hasty right? Generalization, ano?
But, may merit din kasi yung definitely, how the guy, sorry sa LGBTQ community, very heteronormative itong pag-uusapan namin. And I wonder if...
Yeah, maraming...
Sige,
gay.
Ituloy mo.
Maraming gay. Lalaki.
Ano?
Gay.
Oo.
Na mama's boys.
I don't think they're mama's boys. I think most of them are close to their mom.
No, yun na nga. Non-healthy, meron din.
It's something we're not, ano ba, wala tayong...
Data. Sample
size. So, pod pals who are from the LGBTQ.
Yeah, oo.
If meron kayong anecdotes on, like, LGBTQ naman na mama's boys, or, basta...
Uyo, tama.
Kwento nyo naman sa amin, kasi on this topic...
Very heteronormative.
What we can just talk about is our very cis straight experiences. Mm. Anyway, going back, naniniwala naman ako na i-observe mo how the guy treats his mom and probably naka-intertwined or ano ba, embedded in that is how he will treat women. Kasi yung first experience niya ng babae ay nanay niya, di ba? Na-form yung idea of a woman sa nanay niya nga, di ba? And even yung sister niya, i-observe mo how he treats his sister.
Tama. And advice yan, mga ano, pod-pals na nagde-date from Ate CJ. Advice from Ate CJ.
No, but, to a certain extent lang. Kasi, parang, kailangan mo din makita kasi, ano siya eh, again, what I said kanina, nuanced siya. Tayong mga anak naman, meron tayong outward, alam mo yung social performance of being children. And, you know, the intimate relationship with our parents.
Tama.
And usually, as you are dating, what you just see is the social performance. Diba? Is he...
The best foot forward.
Maalaga ba siya sa nanay niya? Magalang ba siya? Nagsasabi ba siya ng po at opo? Yung mga ganong stuff. Social performance yun eh. Pero, pwede kasing yung guy na din-date mo, check yung social performance niya sa mom niya. Pero, emotionally distant siya. Or secretive siya sa parents niya. or hindi niya sinasabi lahat.
Actually, for me, strangely, now that you pointed that out, green flag for me. Green flag, opposite ng red flag.
Thanks for explaining green and red flags.
Green flag for me, yung kaibigan ko, or kahit dinidate ko, na secretive sa parents.
Now you know, guys.
Now you know. Kasi with that, yung ano, sobrang complicit ako doon, yung parang, sabi mo sa mami ko, wala tayo sa sexy bar. Sabi mo, nag-aaral tayo. Sabi ko, yeah, I like that. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Sobrang natutuwa ako sa mga taong secretive sa parents sila.
Just because you are secretive?
Yes, And at the same time, parang, they're fun people. Parang, masaya.
So, yung mga kapamilya po ni Winzy, huwag niyo pong pakinggan yung episode na to.
I like people who are secretive to their parents because usually they're fun people and they're yung sense of adventure nilang lupit eh.
Well, I would categorize that. I think, ako naman, kasi iba yung secretive sa can't keep secrets.
Okay.
Kasi secretive is like a habit, diba? Na you really behaved into keeping secrets. So, ibig sabihin, madami ka secrets. But, ako naman, medyo questionable sa akin yung super daming secrets. I'm fine with someone who can keep secrets. And, yun nga, like, mayroon kaming bagong hire na okay siya, magaling siya. Pero since bata pa siya, hindi namin siya mayaya sa mga after office.
Gano'n siya kabata?
Inuman, 16, kaka-graduate 17. Lang. Hindi naman. Mga 21, 22. Pero kaka-graduate niya lang. So, yung parents niya, sanay pa sa, student life na after school, you go home at, normal, 6 p.m., whatever. So, parang, hindi, nahihirapan pa siyang magsabi na iinom kami ng office mates ko, Parang kailan, nandun pa siya sa transition na nagpapaalam. So, parang lagi namin siya tinutukso na. So, here, Podballs is a piece of advice. Mas madaling mag-sorry kaysa magpaalam sa parents.
True.
Diba? Like, late ka umuwi, mag-sorry ka na lang. Gawin mo na lang siya, sug-sorry ka na lang. Diba? Versus, ma, pwede ba uminom with my office mates? Hindi pwede, anak. Bummer, diba? Minom ka na lang. Yun. If, one, graduate ka na, diba? Tapos na, pinag-aral ka na nila. Most especially kung may trabaho ka na better, kasi sasabihin mong may sweldo na ako, hindi na kayo nagpa-fund nito, diba? Diyan, pwede ka nang mag-ganyan.
Kaya nga, in relation to that, may kumakalat ngayon sa social media, si Noni Buencamino. May pinost siya na advice for parents. Be super involved and be super involved and invested in the social media accounts of your kids.
Why?
So maraming sumagot na parang, we don't believe in that kind of parenting, na hindi mo tinatrust yung anak mo. Yung iba naman, tama, yun yung gagawin ko. So,
but you have to understand the Buencaminos.
What are they? Ba?
I mean, they lost their child.
Oh.
Teenager child na trigger warning. Like,
suicide?
Yes.
Oh, tama.
And I think she was 16. Tagal na to. So, I kind of understand where he is coming from. But it doesn't necessarily apply to everyone. Diba? So, I understand, maybe it's coming from regret, it's coming from...
Or parang nagkulang ako dati.
Probably ganon. So, I totally understand.
Hindi, ako nga, kaya nga ako rin eh. Parang maganda nga na na-open up niya yung discussion na, yung debate na, ora-orada mo bang kailangan tingnan yung Facebook ng anak mo or Instagram niya? Or do you have to trust him or her?
But that's coming from a very anxious place. Diba? Na it's unnecessary anxiety. Maybe I'll share my experience with my dad. Because my dad is quite exactly what Noni Buen Camino was saying. Diba? Na parang yung dad ko, naka-observe sa social media natin.
CCTV.
Love through ano? Through...
Panopticon.
Ano yan? Love through surveillance, diba? Na minsan, it misleads him. Yung fact, for example, nagka-COVID ako, diba? Or nagka-flu ako. Of course, hindi ako online. And of course, hindi ako makaka-text. Nag-freak out na siya. Na parang, I'm safe. I'm chill. Ganon. Or,
ito, for example din, yung dad mo, I was in Okinawa. Tapos, nag-Instagram stories ako ng seaside scenery, di ba?
Okay.
Nung oceans. Tapos, plinay ko yung Men I Trust song.
Ah, atos may lyrics kasi.
Oo, na, hon, please forgive me if I ever did you wrong. Yun yung lyrics na lumabas. Tapos, yun ko, at CJ De Silva.
Just because we love Men I Trust.
Yeah, and we just watched Men I Trust
yeah.
A couple of months ago. So,
yeah, nalagot ka sa daddy ko.
Yung dad mo, grabe, nag-ahaway ba kayo? Di ba?
Oo. Parang, tapos tinanong
tinawagan ka niya, nag-ahaway ba kayo?
Ba kayo? Bakit forgive me? So, I had to explain, dad, favorite song lang namin yun ng Men I Trust. So, I mean, that's the opposite side ng sinasabi ni Noni Buen Camino. But, also, you can only do as much as a parent. Diba? Na, if your child is feeling depressed, or going through something, pwedeng may sign sa social media. But, social media is not the most accurate reflection of it. Diba?
Performative yan eh.
Imbis na.
Performative living.
Tsaka, ano siya,
highlight reel ng buhay mo.
And in a way, pwedeng poetic. Pwedeng crumbs lang of what they're feeling yung nandun.
Oo. Lalo na Gen Z ngayon, mas selective na. Hindi na sila, ano, oversharers eh. Parang selective sharers na sila.
I think alpha na yun. Gen Z.
Gen alpha.
Ano, oversharers sila. But I guess my point is, imbis na i-observe mo yung social media nila, i-observe mo sila sa bahay, how about, you know, kumustahin mo, mag-usap kayo face-to-face versus social media. Diba? And I trust the gut of parents na alam nila pag when we are going through something, they know it. I guess my dad, hindi ka pa niya kabisado. Pero ako, mas kabisado niya. Like, alam niya. Alam niya yung non-verbal syntaxes ko and shit. So, he knows if I'm going through something. And sasabihin ko sa kanya, I prefer to just, you know, talk to you directly versus social media.
Hulaan mo yung mga nangyayari sa social media.
Huwag na. Kausap, mag-reach out ka na lang. Anyway, we digress.
Anyway, so next. To CJ.
Who else? Oh.
In general lang. Hindi, meaning hindi ko to sasagutin.
Okay.
Do you find Mama's boys charming? Or are they a little eccentric for you?
Again, with our previous definition, diba? Yung earlier definition natin of Mama. I think it's scary.
Wow.
They are scary. Scary siya. And alam mong medyo, as in red flag siya to me because...
Interesting, ha? Interesting.
No, especially...
Usual na Pilipinang dalaga kasi, oh, Mama's... I only date Mama's boys because she will take care... He will take, garantisado na he will take care of me. Parang, ang refreshing na rin.
Yeah, pag namatay na yung nanay niya.
Ayaw nga. Baka ikaw pa yung patay nung nanay.
Huwag patayin pa na nanay niya.
Norma Bates?
But, kidding aside, I think it's dangerous. I think it's scary to date.
Ganong level?
Yeah, scary yun. Kasi, isipin mo, if magiging partner mo siya or committed partner mo na, not necessary. Hindi, sige, gets ko pa girlfriend, boyfriend. Kasi hindi pa naman kayo magpapakasal or whatever. Wala pa kayong, like, you know, serious legal commitment. Pero, if you're gonna get into marriage with a mama's boy, I can imagine life of suffering. Kasi...
Interesting. This is good.
Why? Ayun. So, I think, if you are... going into a committed relationship, it's kind of scary because you would wonder the politics of it all.
Actually, no.
Yeah.
Lalo na kung kasal na kayo.
Oo, politics tsaka authority. Sino yung authority dito? Di ba parang if super strong yung influence ng mommy mo sa'yo, how, then basically, hindi ka niya tinitreat as equal kahit adult ka na, di ba?
Hmm.
I mean, fine, I get it. Our parents are our parents. It's never gonna be equal. But, at some point, may ano kayo, tatry nyo i-balance off yung fairness sa isa't isa, di ba? And be adults. So, if mama's boy yung papakasalan mo, ibig sabihin, ang strong nung authority at ang strong nung power nung mommy niya. So, kung takot siya sa mommy niya,
takot siya sa'yo.
Hindi. Paano ka niya matitreat equally? At paano ka ititreat? Let's face it, double-edged yung statement na you are also family.
Mm.
Diba? Double-edged yan. If your in-laws tell you, oh, you're parang anak na kita.
Mm.
Man! Observe mo paano niya tinitreat yung mga anak niya.
Rent!
Diba? I-observe mo kung paano niya tinitreat yung anak niya. Do you like how these parents treat their son? Kasi if she treats her son like walang agency, walang sariling decision, ganun ka din ititreat nun.
One of my, hindi naman friend, kakilala lang.
Oh.
Yung tatay nung isa sa mga kakilala ko.
Binigyan, so, tito mo, ganun?
Hindi, kwento niya. Hindi ko pa namin.
Oh.
Sinabi sa kanila, magkakapatid, na I don't want you to be mama's boys. Tapos siya, bakit?
So, kung bakit dad? Nung friend mo sa'yo, yes, ginagaya mo, bakit dad? Oh.
Bakit dad? Tinanong nila magkakapatid. Sabi niya, yung mga kaklasiko na naging, na yung mga kaklasikong mama's boys, nung tumanda sila, they turned out to be losers.
I don't want you.
No, medyo boomer nga.
Oh.
Tsaka medyo on the far end of the spectrum naman yung pang sinabi niya. Pero yun, I don't want you to end up losers. Do not be mama's boys. Parang ganun.
Okay. Eh, ano yung data niya, though?
Yung mga klase niya nga. Yung mga na-meet niya raw sa reunion niya. High school reunion niya. Tinignan niya yung mga mama's boys. Losers. Ganun.
Grabe.
Pero still.
I mean, real talk lang naman.
Real talk. Tsaka in the private space naman, talking to his kids.
Yeah.
So ako parang, napaano ako nun. Napaisip ako nun.
But I'd like to challenge that.
I'm sure, oo naman. De, pero,
ano?
Baka there's a ring of truth din naman kahit papaano dun. Siguro not losers, pero more like failure to launch.
Maybe.
Or,
kasi nga, naka-hold back yung growth nila as a complete human being. Di ba? Para
naging support system sila ng mom nila.
Or hindi sila maka 100% because either hinahold back sila ng mommy nila or ayun nga, every decision is based on their parents' happiness. So, medyo weird.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since I went to an all-boys school all my life, hindi man all my life, nag-college naman ako na co-ed. Basta,
you went to Ateneo all your life.
Parang may unspoken code. There's an unspoken code amongst kids.
Okay.
Nako, nandiyan na yung nanay nung kaklase namin. Parang, baduy na. May ganun eh. So, hindi sa lalaki nga. Especially sa lalaki ah.
Mm.
Yung parang, oh God, dito na yung nanay ni ex-friend. Parang,
Oh, you just go back to your school night. Huh? You just go back to your school night na. Oh, kinuha yung mga ghost hunting things mo.
Pati yung water, yung super soaker ko na doon ko ilalagay yung yung water gun ko. Kinuha rin, buisit. So, yan.
Well, pwede mo, technically, pwede ka tumawag sa parents mo at sabihin.
Hindi na to, mga 2 a.m. na yun.
Pero dapat nagsumbong ka sa parents mo. Kasi she's not supposed to do that.
Exactly. Anyway, yan. Especially for boys. So, sinasabi ko, there's an unspoken code amongst boys na moms interfering with playtime and barkada time, not cool.
How about dads?
Not cool.
Okay.
Kaya nga, ino-observe ko yung mga laro ng mga nephews and nieces ko who are more than 4 years old. Pumunta ako one time dun sa laro nila. May pinaskill sila dun sa, ano, sa pinto. No parents allowed. Tapos pumunta ako, and what game is this? Oh, no parents allowed. Only kids.
Yeah. Edi sana tinechnical mo.
Sabi ko, I'm not a parent. Kaya nga, sinabi nila, oh, no, it's okay. Come in. He's not a parent. He's a special artist.
Okay. May bias yung pamangkin mo, eh, no? Pero naalala ko, speaking of your pamangkin, may time na naglalaro siya. Tapos tinawag mo. Tapos kinukumusta mo. Tapos parang iritang-irita na siya. Sabi ko, let her be, she's playing. Sabi niya, thank you, tita. Huwag makasiguluhin. Anyway. May I challenge what your friends
what that father yes. guy said?
Because, i-quote ka na naman si Gabor Mate. May data, study siya, na in fact, may mga bata na tinanong kung, hindi, may mga in-examine na mga bata na good yung relationship with their parents. And, kumbaga the parents were good parents. And kids who were neglected, based on study, yung mga high-achieving, high-functioning, successful adults are people who were loved by their parents. Yun yung sentence, loved by their parents. So, I think, yung mamas, I would like to give a little nuance dun sa sinabi nung dad. Kasi I think, yung pagiging mama's boy is not being a good parent. So, probably, they turned out losers. Pero, I guess, yun nga, basically, pag naging mama's boy yung anak mo, hindi ka okay na may problema sa pagiging parent mo, di ba?
So, pero may journey rin kasi yung mama's boy na parang, ayoko na ma, matanda na ako. Kaya nga, tantanan niyo na ako.
Norman dapat may Bates moments nga. Sila na ganun eh. Pinatay niya yung nanay niya, di ba? Like, you just have to run
yeah,
away.
Actually, tama ka. Si, speaking of psycho, si Norman Bates, siya yung pumatay sa mami niya.
Kaya nga.
Sa prequel, sa Bates Motel.
Hindi, nireveal kaya sa psycho yun. Ano ka ba?
Hindi, pero pinakita yung, paano niya pinatay yung mom niya, dun sa TV show ni Freddie Highmore and Vera Farmiga.
Hindi ko pa ba kasi
pinatay. Tapos pinanood ko recently yung Psycho 3. Na may dinidate na babae si Norman Bates. As in, may girlfriend na siya, finally.
Okay.
Tapos ang ganda nga, dapat sasaksakin niya na yung girl. Tapos ang sinaksak niya yung corpse ng mom niya.
Kasi?
Sabi niya, enough mom! Leave me!
Creepy yung pocha. You just go to
hindi,
therapy.
Hindi, pero maganda yung ginawa niya pa rin.
Pumunta siya sa psychiatrist. Get some
akala nga kasi magaling na siya. Pero maganda yung ano, yung filmmaking. Sinaksak niya yung corpse ng mom niya. Tapos, di ba nagsasuff siya ng birds? Parang throwback dun sa Hitchcock scene na shower scene. Yung pagsaksak niya. Pero instead na blood, yung parang stuffing ng bird, nung nilalagay sa corpse nga, parang linipad ng hangin.
Ganda din
ah. Ganda, di ba? Cinematic, oo.
Eh, pero yun.
Directed by Anthony Perkins himself.
Really?
Na-idol niya pala si Hitchcock.
I will check that out.
So, sidebar. The first sidebar of the episode. What about daddy's girls?
Oh.
Let's reverse the genders.
Uh-huh.
Do you know of some?
Yeah. A lot. Ikaw?
I've dated a daddy's girl.
Oh.
Yun na ngayon, bukang bibig niya. Ang tawag niya pa, Papu.
Okay.
I miss my Papu.
Okay.
Okay naman. Pero at the same time, nakakatakot rin for a guy.
Okay.
Parang, yung reverse naman ng Psycho is Kisap Mata. Mark De Leon's Kisap Mata.
Diba? My favorite movie. Yeah.
About a daddy's girl.
Is she? Abused yun eh. Hindi naman yung daddy's
girl. Pero ultra protect.
Hindi, pero kasi again, yung societal, yung norm when we label women as daddy's girl, ano eh, close sa daddy nila, pag pinagtatanggol ng daddy nila, ito parang hindi daddy's girl yung Kisap Mata. Kasi
bagay.
Diba? Talagang takot lang
abused,
siya.
Abused. Pero yun, same effect din na parang, oh no. So many hoops to go through. Parang
am
ganun.
I not a daddy's girl?
Pero healthy eh.
Okay.
Sinasagot mo yung dad mo eh.
Oo.
Well, sa bagay, pwedeng daddy's girl pero depende rin nga dun sa personality ng dad. Kung parang military father na, iha, masyadong maiksi ang shorts mo. Ayoko nun.
Bust your kneecaps.
Pass ako.
Bust your kneecaps by Pomplamoose. Ganun.
Ayun. Ikaw ba? Friends na daddy's girls?
Yes. Yes.
How did they turn out? In adulthood?
So far, good. Better.
Parang
but,
mas... May less... Oh, no.
But I think being a daddy's girl is a phase compared to being mommy's.
Oh, nga, actually,
mama's boys. I think yung daddy's girl madaling na outgrow. Parang the moment nagdalaga or nag-asawa, the dads, except Kisap Mata, the dads are able to let go kasi meron silang some masculine lalaki respect dun sa asawa. Parang mas clear, mas defined ng masculinity yung boundaries ng lalaki sa lalaki versus yung mother-in-law at yung
ay,
daughter-in-law.
Tama.
Parang mas may boundaries yung mga lalaki.
Tsaka medyo kadiri yung sa lalaki rin ah. Yung parang, I love you anak. You're my boy now.
I guess kasi din, gender roles, parang yung affections ng nanay to an adult man child, hindi siya as creepy.
Oh, tama.
Versus, you know, when a dad shows affection to, you know, a grown woman na anak niya, medyo parang gross.
Pero hindi naman yung parang pagluto kita anak, anong gusto mo?
But that's fine. Oo nga, pero kasi nga, parang yung mga lalaki, yung mga straight men, may nagigets nila yung transition from mag-aalaga na sa kanya yung asawa niya. Diba? Versus yung mga nanay na minsan yung overstep nila yung mga asawa. Diba? Hindi niya gusto, ganito niya gusto, pinagluluto siya, ganyan. Ito yung mga the way, yung parang May struggle of authority versus,
and also sa pop culture, hindi siya ganong ka examined like,
yes,
unlike yung Alfred Hitchcock Psycho nga na parang the trope codifier na nga siya eh, di ba, yung Norman Bates
boy.
Pero yun na, hindi siya ganong tama ka in daddy's girl, hindi ganong ka explored.
And ano siya, if
and
it is
examined.
If it is portrayed, it's portrayed
in a positive,
positively
palagi,
or
usually.
Like tender.
Tama.
Ganon. Which leads me to my card.
Okay.
Na parang,
what kind of card is this?
Again, as a feminist, hindi, joke lang. No, hindi siya joke. This is like very influenced
Go.
By feminism. When sinabi mo ito yung topic, ito agad yung nag-run through my head. Like, bakit yung mama's boy as a label, immediately negative siya?
Hindi nga eh. Hindi ganun sa akin eh.
Negative siya.
Maraming kilala nga akong mga girls, sinasabi nila, ay, mama's boy siya, ang sweet.
Hindi ah. In general,
Baka iba yung sample size mo, iba yung sample size.
In general, sa pop culture, parang, ay, ayoko yan, mama's boy. Or even ikaw, kapag ikaw nga, the way you were telling me about your friends kanina.
Hindi,
parang
pero,
ano siya, questionable, ano siya.
Pero may trait. Nakikita rin ako, sa kabilang banda, may nakikita ko mga girls na, I will only date mama's boys. Kasi sweet sila.
Yeah, or maybe you loosely nila gamit yung term. But the term mama's boy is a diagnosis agad na may mali.
Oh.
Versus daddy's girl.
Cute,
revered. Alam mo yun, hindi siya dangerous thought. Diba? Ay, daddy's girl siya. Siguro, ang pinaka-dangerous thought na dun ay baka mahirap ligawan. Pero it's challenge for the boys. Diba? So, it brings me to, bakit mas may value yung closeness mo sa daddy mo? At bakit questionable kapag close ka sa mami mo?
Maganda.
Diba? Na parang, bakit nade-devalue yung isang lalaki kapag close siya sa...
Oh.
Pag ang authority niya ay babae.
Kasi patriarchy.
Exactly. That's where I'm going to. So parang, when... Yun nga, meron ding mga toxic na ano, daddy relationship, diba?
Oo naman.
I mean, tapos... I guess it's yung mama's boy, yung whole thing with mama's boy. It all boils down to, you know, how we view na kapag ang authority niya ay babae, questionable agad yung personality niya. Na
ako,
kapag absent yung dad.
Ako, I beg to disagree.
Oh, sige, go.
Masyadong feminist lens naman yung tingin mo.
I'm just questioning. Bakit,
hindi, ako
pero
more
bakit
like,
endeared yung
hindi, ako more like
girl.
Hindi authority. More uh-huh. like yung levels of
mm-hmm.
intimacy
mm-hmm.
and the lack of boundaries. Yun yung issue. Hindi yung gender nung parent figure.
Oh, yes, doon tayo dapat na I think yun yung dapat nating pag-process nung
and tsaka
yung
the
situation.
Lack of independent
uh-huh.
thought. Yun.
Yun,
exactly. Ako, more than anything.
Regardless kung nanay yan or tatay.
Or tatay, oo. Yung diba? Independent thought na kung nasa certain age na yung anak.
Ayan, wag na tayo.
Diyos ko naman. Uh-huh. Diba? Diyos ko.
Ano?
And ano nga, yung a lack of a clear definition of adulthood and childhood.
Yes.
Yun yung problematic for me. Hindi yung gender or yung patriarchy aspect of it. I'm sorry.
Kasi parang bakit yung mama's boy, instant yung ano, jerk ng mga tao na, ay, scary. Ito na lang, bakit si Norman Bates, ano siya, ever so popular, pero wala tayong nakitang horror story.
Yun na nga, exactly. Na oo.
Tatay yung problematic. Kaya nga, favorite ko yung Kisap Mata. Kasi it's basically...
Problematic yung tatay.
Ano? Toxic masculinity.
Oh.
Killing everyone. Diba? But anyway, going back. Tama kayo. I agree na maybe it's not about being mama's boy or daddy's girl. It's about looking at the person you're dating and seeing paano yung relationship niyo with his parents. Diba? Na... Tama ka, independent thought talaga eh. Parang boundary setting din. Na pa, I guess the simplest...
Na mahirap pa.
Oh.
Compounded pa by the fact that we're in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Na yung family ties. Grabe.
Family.
In the words of our idol Vin Diesel, di ba? family.
Oh.
Di ba? Ayun, so parang...
Ang scary nun ah. It's scary.
The idea of family?
No, the idea that there's just one family that's more important.
Eh, kaya nga bagsak yung bansa natin kasi family trumps all ideologies. Eh. Walang goodwill amongst countrymen precisely because of the idea of family.
And dynasties. Basically, yun, di ba? Family, dynasties, nepotism, it's all
and
problematic.
Taxes. Yung idea of taxes.
Di ba?
And yung goodwill nga na, makakolekta tayo ng piso-piso sa mga lahat ng household para makatayo tayo ng bridge or makatayo tayo ng library. Mm. Fuck that.
Oo.
Hindi ako magbabayad ng piso ko, bibili kami ng hamon. Para sa New Year, gets mo ba? Or magta-travel kami?
Or kukunin ko yung mapiso ng bawat Pilipino. Tapos, papagawa ako ng tulay in the name of my family.
Exactly.
To have, for my family to have legacy. Uh-huh. Teka lang ha, pera ng bayan yan. But I guess that's my point. Na parang, I think what's problematic with the whole idea of super close family for me is, bakit?
Totoo yan. Totoo yan.
Wow, hindi ko pa sisa. Hindi, yun nga. Na parang,
hindi, super close families can be
yes,
problematic.
Yes. May mga, meron naman ako kilalang family na very maayos yung boundaries nila eh. And they treat other families
tapos
equally
pa,
important.
Kung sinabi yung statement na yun, yung sentence na yun na super close family dynamics can be problematic. Kung sinabi ko yun, ang sama ko ng tao kaagad.
Oh God, oo.
Parang,
you don't value family bigla.
Or parang masyadong modern yan or satanist na yan. Di ba? Parang ganun.
Kayo dahilan kung ba't magka-crumble yung society.
Oo, exactly.
Ganun. Parang tinga lang.
Tinan mo yung studies, di ba? Tinan mo yung studies, tinan mo yung papers. Medyo may katotohanan naman dun sa statement na sinabi ko.
Pero, with us questioning, you know, the closeness or the reverence of family, we're not saying don't have a family.
Oh.
We're not saying run away from
your family. We're just saying
boundaries
are good.
Ako, again, ano, equality. Like, family equality. Walang pamilyang mas mahalaga sa ibang pamilya.
Exactly.
Diba, alam mo yun, kung may family event kayo, hindi yun yung pinakamahalagang event sa mundo. May family event din yung ibang family. Diba? Wait lang. Yun.
So, two more questions.
Okay.
What for you is a healthy relationship with a mother?
I think we've been discussing it.
Sakto lang, di ba?
Boundaries nga. Clear boundaries. Yung mami mo would respect your boundary, would respect your independent thought, would respect your point of view.
Mm.
I think yung pinaka-test kasi is when you're both adults.
Oo, tama. Yun, diba? yun eh. Kasi sabi ko nga kung mama's boy ka, high school,
sige,
kamot ulo kami,
pa,
sige, pero
pa.
Sige, okay na. Pero kung yung marrying age na, parang, oh.
Or may asawa't anak ka na.
Oh, yun yung parang, oh.
Si mami kasi, ganun eh, MMM.
Feeling ko rin maraming marriage na
nadidissolve.
Because of the fact na yung lalaki ay mama's boy.
Naniniwala din ako na magka-crumble yung marriage kapag, sinabi ito ng daddy ko tsaka mami ko sa akin.
Marriage advice to.
Oo, sabi nila, mahirap daw talaga na magkasama yung mom-in-law tsaka yung asawa na babae. Kasi magko-contest, as in may struggle of power sa influence dun sa lalaki. Dun sa anak, tsaka dun sa anak slash asawa.
Pero yung lola mo tsaka yung mom mo lived in one household.
Yeah, exactly. My mom felt, you know,
undervalued,
powerless. Parang natatrump lagi ng lola ko yung decisions niya. Just because natira siya sa lola ko. So, sobra siyang emotionally damaging and self-esteem damaging.
Ah, talaga?
Oo,
for a woman?
Oo, syempre. Kasi parang nawawalan ka ng relevance tsaka ng value sa, okay, ito na lang. Kunwari, may decision tayong gagawin. Tapos, tinrump ng mom mo yung ano decision ko. For me, parang, but ano pang silbi ko dito? Kayo na lang, mag-asawa na. Kayo na lang, mag-asawa. Ganun yung thought ko. Hindi, podcast, hindi to nangyari. This is just a hypothetical thing. Yun.
Pero sige, tanong rin natin kasi, yun na, masyadong maliit yung data natin. Yung sample size natin. Podpals, we wanna ask you, ano yung experience nyo experience living with your mother-in-law, kung ganun yung setup nyo. Or,
kasi ako hindi ko yun na-experience.
Hindi
yun
na-experience.
Eh.
Or, nakatira kayo sa bahay ng nanay ng asawa nyo.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Hindi natin na-experience. Swerte tayo, actually. Bilang nakabukod tayo. Pero,
tsaka yung mommy ko helped na parang,
and my mom too.
Parang in-encourage. Swerte tayong in-encourage nila yung independence. Yun. So parang, Hindi, ano nga, di ba, yung classic?
Hindi, kasi malay natin, baka ngayon, pwede ah, pwede.
Mm.
Na ngayon, 2023, nakatira pa rin nga sa magulang, pero may boundaries na.
Let's see.
Let's see,
I mean,
na
kaya
nga. Wala tayong experience.
Please provide data, Podpals.
Yes, Podpals. Kamusta ang ano nyo, ang mother-in-law nyo?
Naging in-laws pala eh. No?
Kamusta ang mga biyanan nyo? Friends ba kayo? Super close kayo? Or nag-uumpugan kayo? Nagbabangayan kayo?
Ba't nag-iba yung topic?
Related naman ah.
Sa bagay.
So last. To CJ. Do you think Winzy is a mama's boy?
Not at all. I think you're kind of scared of your mom. Yes.
Like, pero how do I treat? Okay naman yung pag-treat ko.
Is this my moment? Yeah. Is this a, you're not allowed to defend yourself. You're asking me. I think you're scared. Or, sige, scared is such a, ano, big word. Parang, you care about how your decisions will affect your mom. Definitely, iniisip mo siya when you are making decisions. Pero, while you consider her reactions, kung na-force, kung ang algorithm mo or calculation mo ay madi-disappoint siya or magagalit siya, ima-manage mo. Parang paninindigan mo naman yung decision mo. Tapos, lalagyan mo na lang ng separate plan yung paano ima-manage yung reaction niya. I think respectful ka naman sa mami mo. Oh. Okay lang naman. Okay lang.
Pero
naman.
Yung dinidate mo ako, hindi pa tayo kasal nun ah.
Mm.
Ano yung instance na sinabi mo sa sarili mo, ah okay, hindi siya mama's boy?
Yung fact na ang dami mong secrets. Am I supposed to be saying this on air?
And fabrications.
Huwag mo lang sabihin. Mas madami kang secrets. Yun.
PR releases, no?
Oh, yun, yun, yun. Si Winzy, madalas, ano, may mga press, may PR plans siya sa mami niya.
Buti nga kung PR plans lang. PR campaign.
Oo. Yun.
Year-long campaign.
Tapos ike-quiz niya ako. Ano sasabihin mo? Ang ganyan. As in like, wow.
So that's a sign of not being a mama's primer. Boy? Kung ganun? De, pero totoo nga, tama. Even yung friend ko na
ano?
Hindi ko na papangalanan pa.
Oh,
basta
yeah.
Ganoon na rin siya sa, ano niya, sa asawa niya. Na parang, oh, ito sasabihin mo sa nanay ko ah. Ito gagawin mo natin ah.
Which makes me feel more loved in a way. Or parang mas feel ko yung partnership natin. Kasi, hindi naman na parang magkakontsaba tayong niluloko natin yung mami mo. Hindi naman siya ganun. More like, partners tayo in, you know, making things work.
It's called lying out of love.
Hindi nga siya lying. It's, you know, packaging the truth.
PR.
PR.
Advertising. Marketing.
Oo. Oh. Gisimba ka pa ba? Ne, joke lang.
So anyway, yun na. Those are the questions. Wala na tayong conclusion. Okay na yun. So,
hindi, teka lang. Ikaw, tingin mo. Ako ba ay daddy's girl or mommy's girl? I don't know.
Mommy's girl, definitely not. Pero strangely, kung human being si Andres, yung cat namin.
Ah, mama's boy.
Yes. You are...
Hoy, hindi ko naman nilord over yung mga life decisions niya.
Hindi, pero halatang yung...
Ah, yung affections niya.
Yung affections niya sa'yo at yung affections mo sa kanya. Tsaka kung magulo si Andres, nakikita ko you're holding back.
What do you mean?
So, kung tao si Andres, baka maging mama's boy siya.
Actually, pag nag-away sila ni Max, ako na eh, pag, you know, pag sobra niyang sinasmother si Max, tas mag-growl na, tas mag-away sila, mas ihahug ko si Andres.
Exactly. You know,
parang, oh, kahit, you're rejected.
Kahit minsan siya yung mali. Ayun.
Oh, eh, ang cute niya
eh. I know.
And he's the first cat. Oh, ayun.
So, yun.
Oh.
So, hope you enjoyed the episode, Pod Pals.
And if may questions kayo, tanong, sharing ng stories.
Oh, ako yun yung gusto ko marinig kasi nga, napansin ko puro sagot natin, hindi. What if may mama's boy tayo na Pod Pal?
Or may ma-redefine niya yung assumption. Yung
okay naman. Or ma-defend niya yung position niya. Also, we
mas
also
interested
want,
ako sa LGBT cases of
or
trans boys.
Or mommy na podpal din.
Yes.
Whose son ay naging mama's boy. Interested
aminin
in that.
Aminin ba nila yun? But sige.
Oo! Pero tama, yung LGBTQ rin.
Interesting, right?
Mm-mm.
Ayun. Anyway, thank you for listening. Wala tayong Pam right now because hindi kayo nagre-react dun sa Barbie episode. But
pero
thank you for listening
to the Barbie episode because it's one of the highest
and it was trending
ranking, yeah.
Yeah, parang for 3 days. So thank you. Sana mag-react kayo. But yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.